Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
They're constantly monitored by facial recognition cameras that are able to instantly put a face to a name. Now the Chinese are also ranked, given a mark out of a possible 950 points. A score in the 700s is considered good. Around the 500 mark is not.
It forces us to be well-behaved.
And then there's Joanie. She's an information collector, a paid enforcer who walks around and writes down deeds about her neighbors. Like the man who carried a drunk person home. Things like this are good deeds, she said. But the farmer overheard swearing and being rude? Yeah, bad deed. Her quota is 10 a month.
In countries such as India, there's little choice. People there must download a state-backed tracing app if they want to travel.
From January, every citizen of England and Wales will have a new social credit score. Government and private companies may use your social credit score to make decisions about you.
Search for your name online and a top hit may lead you to this page, MyLife.com, a site that says it gathers data from public sources to create biographical reports. It may include everything from your address to criminal history. That data then used to generate a reputation score.
A bad reputation can hurt you personally and professionally.
Australians forced to submit 100 points of identification like their driver's license or passport when using social media accounts like Facebook and Twitter. Now police would have access to those social media accounts, and it's all part of a crackdown on online abuse. Now users could be liable for defamation suits or even criminal prosecution, and it's all part of a plan hoping to deter people from engaging in bad behaviour. Now the recommendations were handed down by a federal parliamentary inquiry.
And then if you're bad, they're just going to ban you from the internet. And that's the holy grail of control. And it also says the police will have access to everyone's stuff without a warrant, live time, and that they'll be able to, quote, impersonate you, to, quote, infiltrate anti-vax groups and disrupt them.
It's not going to be safe for people who are not vaccinated to be roaming around the place spreading the virus. That's what they'll be doing. So there's every reason to get vaccinated.
Australia can force citizens to report their location on demand via government tracking app. Home quarantine trial, that's the app, to be launched in South Australia. Premier Stephen Marshall announces. First they lock you up in little prison cells. They go, oh, you'll carry your phone now. Now you're allowed to go home, but we got to track you like an ankle bracelet. Israel's done this too. And then it's, oh, everybody gets it. See?
Just let the cops come around and tell this woman I'm staying over here as well. Because there was about 5 seconds in between her taking a sip of her cup of tea and she took her face mask down. Cops came around literally on the dot and just pulled her up for it. And she said, well, I'm drinking my tea. And they said, well, not right now. You're not putting your face mask on.
Canada's most populous province announces the same thing, basically ankle bracelets.
It's called Immuniband, a first-of-its-kind wearable piece of vaccine identification. It's nothing extravagant, but it's valuable for sure. It's a wristband that has a QR code on the back that links to your vaccination card, so there's an ability to access the initial documentation.
Italian diocese announces vaccine passports needed to go to church. Honolulu announces the same thing. Hawaii announces the same thing. Apple's merged with it to carry it out. Google and Apple are the same company behind the scenes. They're all run by the NSA, CIA, and globalist banks, Rothschild, Rockefeller money. They are competing only on the surface to be the world ID. They made an agreement a year and a half ago, secretly, but it leaked, to have a secret app embedded on all phones that they jointly control together. Well, it's a new report. It just went up last night. It needs to be seen by everybody. It could change the course of history because it is the globalist takeover. It's at band.video. Click the left-hand corner top area of the John Bound section. It's Beast System Swallows Freedom Worldwide. Do you think it's a bad trait of Mike Lindell that he's so optimistic, that he's so positive? No. It's that type of optimism that built this country. We would have never defeated the British 250 years ago if we didn't have a lot of optimism and we didn't persevere. George Washington lost most of his major battles, but he kept fighting for 6 years and finally we won. Well, Mike Lindell has been fighting as a man in the arena and he's continuing to expose serious issues from the 2020 election. We need to keep him in the fight. Plus, he's got hundreds of incredible made in American products, not just pillows, not just towels, not just sheets, not just beds. And he's got up to 66% off at MyPillow.com with promo code Alex. You get the best deals. It's made in America. He's investigating the election. He's fighting the globalists. He's standing up against forced inoculations. His organization is reaching millions of people. We need to support it and support InfoWars at the same time at MyPillow.com. Promo code Alex, up to 66% off. You need these products already. They're high quality. Use promo code Alex and save big.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Where are the clowns? Send in the clowns. Don't bother, they're here. Isn't it rich? Isn't it queer? Losing my timing this late in my career.
September 7th, the year is 2021. All right, I always try to be calm. Those are really my best broadcasts. I'm normally pretty even-keeled. But the mainstream media loves to get the parts where I blow up and yell and scream. And it's entertaining, but they love to try to pigeonhole us as being maniacs. But, you know, it was Barry Goldwater, really, in the last century, one of the main people that fought the New World Order, and help build the movement we have today that Ron Paul and Donald Trump and others stood on top of, and myself as well, on his shoulders, that said extremism in defense of liberty is no vice. Extremism in defense of liberty is no vice. He also said sometimes silence isn't golden, it's yellow. Like yellow bellies. Why do they call that? In war, some people fall to the ground and get the catatonic fetal position and urinate on themselves. That's where the term yellow belly comes from, is people pissing themselves. And I can assure you that silence in these times is not golden. It's not like you're watching a sunset with your wife or your husband or your children. It's not like you're, you know, meditating or praying. It's not that type of golden silence. It's yellow. And again, I'm not complaining. I did probably 3 hours of research last night, about 4 hours of research earlier than that throughout the day. I did several hours of research late last night. I couldn't help myself. And so it's kind of like somebody that goes to a buffet dinner and orders 20 plates, even though you can't consume it all. But I think I have a responsibility to really try to cover all this. As I've said many times, if you're a TV viewer, you can see this. Radio listeners can obviously see this later when it's archived at band.video or the live feeds at infowars.com/show and hopefully share it. That's how we override these censors. But let me just do this before I drill into the top stories. Let me just give you some big announcements. Major journalistic organizations we'll get into, The Intercept and others, did FOIA requests of Fauci and gain-of-function research at Wuhan and Chapel Hill, North Carolina and USA and China. And it's hundreds of pages of Fauci directing chimeric merger of five viruses into a COVID SARS virus to then, quote, make a super vaccine for something that didn't exist in the entire evolutionary system of this planet, but was manufactured. So, I mean, it's already a fact. They built it. They did it. That's already there. But now he's lied to Congress three times, and it's open and shut documents. We could do, I could read the documents and cover the news for 30 minutes and then take calls the rest of the show for 3.5 hours, and we would not scratch the surface. I mean, it's mega bombshell. He should be SWAT teamed by the FBI yesterday. But, of course, he won't be because he's a Rothschild, Rockefeller, eugenicist, depopulationist front man. But he did it with Gates and the rest of them. And it's also a scientific fact in the mainline literature that India basically suspended its vaccine program at 7% of the population because they made their own whole virus vaccine. And, again, the virus is so deadly in its spike protein, not in what it actually carries, that when the body created a response to that, it was also very poisonous. And so India had to stop because of so many deaths. People revolted. And the vaccine they made did knock out all these COVID variants except the Delta variant that is now 99% plus of the cases in the United States. It is 1,000 times plus more viral than the original COVID. And then I also had Dr. McCullough on, and he had all the documents confirming from major studies that indeed people are shedding that have had the shots, and it's lowering their immune system, and they're getting antibody derangement basically in their body. This is all happening. And by the way, it's not debated. It's like you don't debate what temperature water freezes at. You don't debate what temperature it boils at. Or what the speed of sound is, or what the speed of light is, or what the atomic weight of uranium is, or fluoride. These are known things, and that's what's so incredible. It's known Fauci created this and then released it, obviously, on purpose, then lied about it. It's known that they knew that if they created a vaccine for even a common cold, it creates deadly superviruses that are much more destructive. That's why they could never do it. They've been trying for 70 years. Animal and human studies killed people and animals every frickin' time. Usually the majority died. So just getting your minds around that in my mind. And then let me add this. Australia has now announced, and their prime minister sits back and turns a blind eye. He's in on it. He acts like a conservative and, you know, says they're fighting China and all this, but really it's to get his public behind him while he sells them out. The head of New South Wales and two other major, most populous areas in the South have all announced, it's all part of a UN plan, they admit, I've got the documents from the beginning of those, that the lockdown is permanent for everybody. You're going to get booster shots every few months forever, time of the vaccine, and that the unvaccinated will be on permanent lockdown and will be put in camps. So now we have the video, and I have the news articles, they're announcing that you will be put in re-education camps. Actually say, we're going to put you in camps until you understand it's safe and you take it. That's called a re-education camp. And, of course, Obama created a re-education camp program. You can type in Obama re-education camp, click web search, and you'll get 2010 document that was leaked to us in 2012. And it was confirmed real by the Army. It says restricted, do not release. It was given to us by people that said they were with Army intelligence, and it turned out to be a real document. So, and they were freaked out about it, obviously. It's concentration camps for Americans. So this has always been the leftist plan. The Weathermen got caught by Larry Graffold, was a Green Beret back from Vietnam. They tried to recruit him at Columbia to put 50 million people in camps once they took over the government and to kill 25 million. That's back when the U.S. had a 200 million population. So the numbers are much higher. So, you know, this is all out of control, but it's real. Now, that's just the surface. I'm not even, that's three stacks of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. That's a giant three-inch stack. 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 22 stacks. Every one of these you could do a whole show on. I have this stack right here is the UN officially announcing They're going to end parenthood and put children in camps worldwide via COVID, including the U.S., and that it's the end of the family and that the family's bad, officially from the U.N. I'm going to show you the official government document. That's their end game, is your children. That's one stack right here. Then we have the FBI saying people protesting, people held in solitary confinement for misdemeanors in D.C., 600 people, are terrorists and need to be physically attacked, basically. And the D.C.'s on red alert. Meanwhile, they're catching more people that have been indicted are really Democrat Antifa operatives and are now arguing in court that they should be released because they're really Antifa Democrats that went to set up Trump. Wow. And, of course, the judge is throwing the book at him saying, shh, you're not supposed to say that. I was going to let you go. That's even in the news. Why did you just say that in court? Boom, back to prison. Yeah. Oh, you little Antifa guys are being thrown under the bus by the other thieves you work with? There's no honor amongst thieves. Folks, we are in an information war, truth against lies. Only you can override the censors. However you're listening, tell folks, tune in now, now, now.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Thank you so much for joining us on this September 7th Tuesday broadcast. I want to talk big picture for one more segment. When we come back, I'm going to judiciously drill into every single bit of this information. But I'm going to explain this again. The globalists have made the decision and have put it out in so many public statements and documents and internal reports and State Department memorandums and EU memorandums and Bilderberg Group and Davos statements that it makes my head spin. And they've said, we're going to take over the world, we're going to lock everything down, we're going to cut your resources off, then we're going to have people fight with each other over resources, and we're going to build an authoritarian society, and then we're going to forcibly accelerate depopulation. So they say, we are building an absolute dystopic system. And now it's again gone from beta to operational. And I understand that most people aren't built to even be able to face something like this. And I understand a lot of other people just are overwhelmed and say, well, what can we do? But progressively, at a very quick pace, things are going to get much worse. And going along with this ensures a absolutely nightmarish dystopic future that the globalists have charted for us, because at the end of the day, they are very psychotic, evil, twisted, wicked people that enjoy masochistic actions. So here's what you have to know. They created the virus at Wuhan. They released it. And they already knew from studies they'd done on humans and animals with this system in China, with the government, that they test on people there. Now they test on people here. They test on all of us now before it was even approved. And they knew what it would mutate into and what it would do. And they had countless other studies that showed all that as well. And it's a fact that we got the Delta variant from a vaccine. And it's a fact that people that take these shots are shedding. And it's a fact that Fauci cooked it up. And it's a fact that in the EU and the UK and in Australia and Canada, they're either still under lockdown or bringing lockdowns back and bringing in social credit scores and high-tech tracking systems that control everyone in live time, not to free you and let you go out and have fun again. No, they say to then bring in the carbon tax and the calorie tax and the tracking tax, the environmental tax. And it's not just me telling you that now, 10 years ago, 2 years ago, 6 months ago. I have a whole stack right here that I'll get to today on the Great Reset. Great Reset, UN orders, 10-year deadline for Australia to shut down entire coal industry to fight climate change. We already are shutting it down under that order. The UN is in control of our medical system, in control of big tech, in control of what you can say and what you can do. And we're living in this, and Congress has done nothing. The states have done almost nothing as a foreign multinational conglomerate of corporations that created the United Nations and the Rockefeller Foundation take over the planet, not just so they can run things and be in power, but so they can carry out eugenics and total control and build the prison planet. You know, we don't update it anymore. It was a backup site for Infowars.com, and Paul Watson used to update it, and Paul Watson quasi does some work with us, but really doesn't anymore. So no one even updates PrisonPlanet.com anymore. Let's put PrisonPlanet.com, used to be bigger than Infowars, on screen. Who knows the last time it was updated? I'm going to hire some people and reboot that site. But I started that site 20-something years ago. You guys just put in PrisonPlanet.com for me in the search engine? Oh, people quit using it, so I forgot a month ago I directed people to direct them to band.video. That's right. But we're going to resurrect that site. But yeah, it thanks for reminding me. It redirects to band.video. So that's where we are. We don't even have the staff or the money or the crew to be able to even have a site that's been around 20 years that predicted everything even stay up or be updated. I'm not complaining, but so much of our crew that we built up and we expanded and we funded, when I got deplatformed, didn't cut and run, but just kind of stood back. Well, that's why they'll be fed on and destroyed later, which is not something I'm even happy about. But that's the level of this fight. So see, this isn't a problem coming down the road. This is a problem in our living rooms. This is a nightmare system. And I have the leaders of Australia in the news articles announcing you'll take shots every couple of months. Last week it was every 5 months. A month ago it was, oh, just take your 2 shots. Think about that. And now they're on Australian TV saying, oh, yeah, you're not going to be able to ever get off lockdown if you're not vaccinated. But, of course, when you go get the app and you accept the shots, you're under lockdown still, too. The same premier of New South Wales said, oh, sorry, the lockdown never ends. Even if you have the shot doesn't work. See, it's called martial law. And you go in your house and you never come out again. And the store shelves are empty. And that's the post-industrial world. And then when things break down, they go, oh, we've got a social credit score and we've got a universal guaranteed income. All of you now are on the dole, but you've got to show up to dig ditches or to grow crops under our control. Just like China had the Great Leap Forward and the Cultural Revolution where they made the farmers leave their land and the shopkeepers leave their land and go to these communal farms and 100 million Chinese basically died and starved to death. That's what they're doing. The Great Reset is killing the local economy, killing the small businesses, and is a classic Marxist-Leninist Maoist playbook, and they even admit it's that playbook. And so whether it's the UK or Canada or now blue cities in the U.S. are saying, oh, you remember lockdowns? Those are going to be permanent on an app on your phone. It'll tell you, according to your social credit score, when you can leave your house, when you can go to the mall, when you can go to the grocery store. It'll lots your time to go here or go there with the big technocracy supercomputers running your life. Google isn't there, and Apple and Twitter and Facebook aren't there to make your life better. They're there as an AI system to direct everything you do and where you go. And now, we played in the first 5 minutes of the show that powerful John Bowne report. We put it on screen, please. Where he shows you newscasting Europe, Canada, Australia, and China, all announcing what's now coming to New York, L.A., and other areas. Peace system swallows freedom worldwide. Is your church going to show this weekend? No. They're not a church. They're on the payroll. Is your club? No. They're all going to go along with it like morons as they're inducted into the control grid prison. And they're so full of themselves because they're the good little enforcers, even though they're helping bring in a system that's about a post-human world where we're all obsolete, where we're all non-essential. Stay with us. I've been fighting as hard as I can for almost 28 years against the globalists. I wanted to stop their agenda. I wanted to wake up the world and stop them dead in their tracks before they went operational. But we failed. Yes, a lot of people are awake. Yes, we're not getting caught flat-footed, but they are going ahead with their full operational deindustrialization Great Reset. And that's why it's more important than ever that all viewers and all listeners tell everybody they know about the show, because people are ready to wake up and ready to hear the truth. So we've got to information warfare the enemy and try to stop their agenda. We've also got to get personally prepared. And one of the number one things to do is high-quality, storable food. We've got the best food ready to ship at very affordable prices at InfoWarsStore.com. So whether it's a month or a six-month or a year supply or specialty diets, it's ready to ship right now. Lock your orders in before food prices go up and before there are long lines and waits. Because believe me, serious times are coming. Get ready at InfoWarsStore.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, we now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
World with horses. Attack dogs are ripping people's faces off while they're in handcuffs. children are being pepper sprayed because they leave their houses. The leftists have now taken over the police departments, most part of the world. You see gangs of women with batons beating women, children, and their husbands over the head with clubs. In France, they've announced forced inoculations of all the children. They say, we don't care if the law doesn't even say we can't do it. We're doing it. And Australia is doing the same and has announced, if you're, quote, unvaccinated, you will be put on permanent lockdown and moved to camps. And they say in the newspapers, I've got them right here, you will then be educated on why you should take the shot. So, oh, and they're going to take your children. This is how wars start. These police are soldiers now of a foreign multinational depopulation army. They may be too stupid to know it, but they're doing it. And I want to explain something, and then I'm going to get into the news here. But this is the most important thing I've said in a long time. I'll say two things. The nature of evil and the nature of those that want to dominate and control others always takes basically the same forms. You can call it fascism, communism, socialism. You can call it authoritarianism. You can call it tyranny. And, oh, look at this dad caught in the park with his daughter. You're not allowed to do that. You're going to jail. I mean, these are all real videos I'm showing to TV viewers. And there's thousands of them. Endless supply. Every day, hundreds. I can't even watch them all. And so when good people do nothing, when good people put up with the tyrannical takeover, it's like opening a door, a bulkhead on a submarine, you're going to flood. It's the nature of the corrupt and their minions that they want to dominate and they want to take people's freedoms and they want to bully people and they finally want to rape and exploit and starve and kill you. So understand, there isn't a vacuum in the universe. When good people don't stand up, when good people don't say no, when good people don't put the brakes on tyranny, it's like getting in an 18-wheeler on a big mountain road that goes down for 5,000 feet and taking your foot off the brake. You're going to go about 150 miles an hour and you're going to fly off the side into a chasm. The establishment has a compulsion to dominate and control. The type of people that get into that level of power have an instinct to want to kill you. They see you as useless eaters getting in the way of their planet. A la Zardoz and Sean Connery in the 1970s. Or Roger Moore in Moonraker. I mean, it's all there in Hollywood telling you what's coming. And now it's not Hollywood, it's here. And so this will only get worse. As Thomas Jefferson was asked, what is the level of tyranny that man will live under? And he said, the level to which you will accept is the level to which there will be evil people that will push out the other evil people, and then they'll be pushed out, and they'll be pushed out, and they'll be pushed out until nations have gotten rulers that just burn cities down for fun and then commit suicide themselves, because that's the final thing that Nero did because he was so crazy. And on such a power trip that he burned down part of the city. That wasn't enough to build his palace. Then he killed himself. And Caligula and all the rest of it. So this is organized corporate governance war against the middle class, against the poor, against the people, against humanity. This is an organized depopulation war because the globalists are saying we're overpopulated like deer in the city. They'll just overpopulate, overpopulate, there's no predators. So they're naturally going to create artificial cataclysms with viruses and conflicts and starvation that get rid of us. And you can even argue that in the survival of the fittest mode, that that has a place. But you see, the people running this are pedophiles and Satanists and are the worst, greediest people out there. They're the ones that, according to their rules, should die. I've got a stack of news I'm going to get to next hour. The Jeffrey Epstein case is why people believe in Pizzagate from the week. Major mainstream news. No, Pizzagate was to cover up Jeffrey Epstein and the Clintons and the real pedophilia. And it was a setup. And I'll explain that coming up. But there's major Ghislaine Maxwell news on all those fronts we're going to be getting to today. That's another one of my stacks. And I will cover every one of these stacks. But I'm just getting these basic facts out. And then what's the other big point? I'm not stupid, and you're not stupid, and Rand Paul's not stupid, and Ted Cruz isn't stupid, and Josh Hawley's not stupid, and the rest of them aren't stupid. They know all this. They know it's a corporate-level takeover, and most of them have said as much here and there. So why aren't they organizing us against the global government, against the corporate takeover, against the Great Reset, and quoting Klaus Schwab and David Rockefeller and Ted Turner and Bill Gates? Why aren't they showing in their own documents how they admitted that was always the plan? I mean, Paul is going after Fauci for gain of function. But see, we don't control the Justice Department. It's controlled by the globalists. So it doesn't matter that Fauci cooked it and made it and did it and released it and the documents all came out. Hell, Peter Daszak 2 years ago bragged about how they released it before all this even came out to cover their ass. A chimeric virus. So what hope do we have if the people running the FBI and the Pentagon are on board with the globalists and are on board with this depopulation, even though it's going to destroy most of their agents and most of the military? Well, the agents need to wake up, and the military needs to wake up, and we need to wake up, and the Senate needs to wake up and address the attack, address the new form of war, address the globalist Great Reset depopulation operation that they admit. I've got stacks of their own admissions here and videos. I could do the whole show. I'll do a segment on it. On world government and how they did the lockdowns to prepare you for carbon lockdowns. And how you're going to live in a 200 square foot apartment. How you're going to have half the calories. And they've got all their excuses. Oh, you're too fat. But this is the ultimate tyranny that wants to actually get us in a position to kill us. So we must address what we're under attack by. We must address we're in a war. All right, we're going to go to break, come back, and I'll start drilling into it. Before I go any further, I'm really excited about this. I told you that we're going to have a lot of new products coming out. And I have done a lot with the crew to make sure we have these products. I'm in the process of selling my house so I can make sure to get even more products in because of supply chain problems. Order even more so we get it so we can actually then up our funding and launch a bunch of very exciting new projects. You've seen all the other stuff we've done. You see now we're public enemy number one to the New World Order, how we are the King Daddy black sheep. You are part of this community. You are the black sheep as well. Well, it's good to be a black sheep in a world of Satanists. It's good to be their enemy. As Christ said, you'll be persecuted if you actually follow me. So I have worked for over a year plus with top formulators to come up with this. We could have come up with some crap really quick. We didn't. BrainForce Plus is going to be back in soon. It's an excellent formula. This is at least twice as strong, has all the top things under the highest rated. For deep, pure, clean energy, it is, and it costs us a lot to make each bottle. This stuff is really top rated. Introducing, ladies and gentlemen, our latest product that I am so incredibly excited about, and that is Brain Force Ultra. And I just want to encourage everybody to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Brain Force Ultra, because if you're talking about clean, long, sustained energy, this is revolutionary. This is incredible. And I think the listeners know that. It just went on sale this morning. We've never had a product sell like this. It'll probably sell out in about a week at current sales rates. So please get yours today and check out Brain Force Ultra.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes.
If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Show. I want to be infinity clear. I am not excited to be proven right. In fact, I've gotten really close to God. I've gotten right with God. And it's only because the times have gotten so bad. I've never been closer to Jesus. And I really would tell you, you need to get close to God yourselves. I'm not lecturing you. I'm not some goody two shoes up here on some high horse. I'm not one of these fake preachers that's designed to turn you off from God. This is good versus evil. The Satanists, the main Satan group, it's got millions of supporters in the U.S. I've researched them. They've had a hit movie, Hail Satan. I've watched the Democrats basically adopt Satanism as their operating system, their Jacobins 2.0, French Revolution 2.0. They came out and said, we sacrifice babies when we kill children. Well, I've been protesting at abortion clinics for 30 years. I've been doing it since I was 17. And I'm not Catholic, but I used to mainly go out and protest with the Catholic, conservative Catholic groups, you know, here in Austin, and there's videos of it, and I've been doing it for 4 or 5 years before I even got on air when I was like 21. And the reason I don't say that to go, oh, I'm this wonderful person, oh, I'm so good, I'm saying I would go to abortion clinics in South Austin and East Austin, a lot of you have seen the videos. And people come up and say, I've aborted 25 babies for Satan, and I'm going to kill you, and I love Satan. And these people aren't just saying this. They got pentagrams all over them. They are into evil. They are into darkness. And most of them end up committing suicide. I mean, they're just horrible demons. You go to an abortion clinic, literal Satanists show up and pile out of $100,000 Mercedes. They pile out of $70,000 Jaguars. They walk up with a pile of $100 bills and say, beat up Alex Jones, and I'll give you this. And then some weird, super white-skinned zombie kid comes over and starts trying to attack us. And before I could kick his ass, because he started to hit me, Jari Jackson grabbed him and threw him down on the ground when he worked here. Great guy. Jakari left because he found a girlfriend on a trip in South Carolina and wanted to move to be with her. People thought I, like, fired Jakari. No, Jakari did not want to lose his job, but he also wanted to move to South Carolina. I should have just let him be a reporter there. But anyway, side issue, he was a great guy. And that was just one of the abortion clinic protests like 8 years ago. And that's all on tape. So when I used to get up here and say they're Satanists, they say killing babies is their sacrament. I didn't read that in a book. I went and saw it. And then I saw news articles over the years where they would get busted because the nurses would freak out when they were like having sex with the babies after sometimes when they were alive or dead. You've seen the videos of them like having the babies having boxing matches, 8-month-old babies. I mean, when I go on air and say they have sex with the live babies and sex with the dead babies and they keep babies alive and sell their organs, and it all comes out on the news later, it's because it was in lawsuits that came out and confirmed. But what do the San Francisco courts do to the group that exposed that all over the country, including San Francisco? They gave them massive, what was it, a $20 million judgment or something? It's rigged. You go to a bar and have a woman talk about how she's buying a Ferrari with the money from live babies, and you get a $20 million judgment against you. That's okay. They're going to stage all that stuff and do it to us and try to shut us down. It's not going to happen. That's what the cost of this is. If they might kill me. That's okay. I don't want to die. But listen, somebody's got to stand up for these kids, okay? And it's not because I'm some damn hero. God is real. This is a test. You better well stand up, or I'll tell you what God's going to do to you. Hell is the absence of God. God is going to put you into the phantom zone with these people because you're eternal. God is going to dump you into a pit with these people. And believe me, these are dishonest, dishonorable people that are into betrayal and manipulation because they're weak. And they're seeking power from the God of this world. They sold out for their 15 minutes of power. And even the 15 minutes of power stinks and has nothing in it. I've been around the real Satanists, folks, not these garden variety pop Satanists. I've seen it. I'm going to leave it at that. I didn't do anything illegal, but I've been on the edge of it. I've been there with the rich people, the billionaires, because Satan is interdimensional, doesn't have long-term omnipresence, but does have the capacity, like an AI computer, to direct the lines into the future and see what's going to happen. Why do you think they tried to recruit me over and over again, no matter where I went or what I did when I was young? Because they could tell I was going to end up going with God, and thank God I did. But not before I felt the energy these people are killing kids and stuff trying to get. And it is just a rip people apart. Power. That's all it is. Nothing. It's crap. I've experienced the satanic energy these people are looking for that they get when they kill a baby for just maybe a minute. And then they got to have sex with it to do something blasphemous to piss God off and move themselves further from God. Satan's always trying to get his pawns to do bad things to cut God off from them. And then once they're cut off, then they become like zombies. I played so many clips of abortionists, Asian, white, and black. There's videos of these. Coming out of abortion clinics, people go, hey, God loves you. Please care about the babies. They say, I don't like the babies. I'm not a kind of babies. I mean, you have, I've been at the Capitol. Yeah, there's one of the videos right there. Cue it up with audio in a minute. I have been at the Capitol on a separate issue, and I said, what's this? It's a pro-life thing? And it was all these women praying, and it was all these Democrat women that were in the Capitol came out of the Democrats' offices in suits, like church, looked like nice ladies live next door that would bake cookies. So there's these women praying to get an anti-abortion law, pro-life law passed, and I was just happened to be there one time. It's been caught on video before. All around the country, and all of a sudden I go, what's that? And I walk into the hallway, and the women are going like this. Guys, show me. There's actual video of this. And Owen's seen it too a few weeks ago. He got footage of stuff like this, and there's hours of it, and there's videos that are famously, and the women are going, I mean, folks, this is not a joke, okay? You can call it mass psychosis. You can call it whatever you want. I have seen this probably 50 times. Now, the rich Satanists that I got ran into, because, you know, they lure me with, you know, their hot daughters or whatever when I was young, they were not like that. They were not possessed. They were all in control of it and, oh, yes, and all the rest of it. So when you look at the British royal family, those are devil worshippers. Those are blood-drinking people. And it's come out they get blood infusions of children. But it's beyond that, because it's all about them. Their selfishness, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, all of them, their selfishness to take a one-year-old baby and to torture it. Their favorite's a three-year-old that is old enough to know what's going on and be really horrified. And so you need to come to grips, folks, that you're not worried about being put in a ghetto or executed or guillotined, because that's what it's going to come down to. They're coming for us. You need to worry about your soul, and you need to stand against them. Go ahead. They found one of the clips of one of the abortion doctors talking like a demon. Here it is.
Friends, I pray, sir, you got to repent, sir. You got to repent, sir, for murdering babies.
Why?
Because it's a sin before God.
Why?
Well,
stinky breath.
Yeah, it's pretty evil of you, sir.
Yeah, I am.
And I hope and pray that you...
Yeah.
Well, that's what you do to babies, huh?
Yeah, I love it.
You love it, huh?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, I hope that you come to Christ, sir.
Oh, I never go to Christ.
I hope that you come to Christ,
no,
sir.
No, I don't go to Christ.
Yeah, you...
I don't listen to Christ.
You will have a darkened heart, sir.
I do have a darkened heart, yeah.
You have a darkened heart.
I do, very, very much.
And
so.
You will stand before God in judgment
yes,
day.
Yes, I will, day. Every day.
You will stand before God in judgment
yes, day. I will, every day.
All of the babies that
I
you
love
have
it.
Killed.
I love it.
Yeah, keep tearing the babies
yeah,
apart.
Yeah, I will.
Keep tearing the babies
I will.
Apart. Keep tearing the babies apart. Yeah, sir, the babies, their blood streams from the ground.
Now, that's not even one of the worst ones. That's one from like 2 years ago. I've seen that over and over again. Well, far worse than that. We ought to try to find those. I ought to call up some of those anti-abortion groups I know in town. They've got like tapes you wouldn't believe. I mean, just hours of it. It's the most. And I just got video of the police in L.A. and stuff. People peacefully protesting outside abortion clinics. They put nunchucks around their arms with handcuffs and break their arms. Break their arms. God help us. I haven't gotten to the news yet. You know, I'm going to try. I don't even know if I can do this. I don't even know if I can do this. I mean, seriously, I... No, I'm going to expose it all. I'm going to talk about it all. God. It's just every damn evil you can imagine is on this table, and it's just out in the open now. It's just Satan making his move against everybody, and all we got to do is say no and reject it and not submit to it and ask God to protect us. But you got to stand up first, or God's not going to help you. God hates cowards.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
It's always critical.